Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. Hey, this is David Adele again. You know, we're on this concept of myths and misinformation. And one of the things that really I've never understood, and it makes no logical sense in my mind's eye, and I don't know who perpetuated this. I think it was, you know, a way to kind of sell putters. And I kind of know who did it, but I'm going to keep quiet on that. But this toe hang versus face balance putting and arc putting and straight back, straight through makes no sense to me. The logic that's being professed out there about what you should have if you're an arc putter, you need a toe hangy putter. And if you're a straight back, straight through, you need face balancing. It makes no logical sense. You know, the narrative is kind of skewed because one, you know, you have 180 degrees of potential rotation, right? You could have a putter hanging dead toe hanging down at 6 o'clock, and you could have the toe of the putter being at 12. But the dialogue of putter education is stops at 3 o'clock and goes all the way to 6 o'clock, right? But it never talks about 3 o'clock to 12 o'clock because nobody talks about, you know, the toe being up except for Adele Golf and some others out there. And you can believe what you want. And I believe that, you know, there probably should be a bunch of face rotation. If you're going to aim it bad, and you're going to have the putter in the wrong slot, the wrong grip to your fold, and you believe you should arc putt versus straight back, straight through, you know, you're going to find anecdotally a putter that rolls a ball straighter than one that may profess to have mechanical benefits, but doesn't match what you need. So, you know, I'm only here to talk about what's actually going on physically, and then, you know, help try to paint the picture of mechanical compensations that people make to try to make a putt. Cause I've seen it all. I've seen some putting strokes that you go, oh my God, that's just heaven. And then you say, wow, how did you come to this putting stroke? Cause I'm conceptually is crazy. And you're just there to help, right? You're trying to make the great putter a little bit better and keep them positive and working from the right frame of mind. And then you're trying to really help that person that's way off, that tells you that they're so bad and things are going wrong. One of the scenarios that's perpetuating this myth is this arc putting and toe hanging putters versus face balance putters and straight back, straight through. And it makes no sense to me if you think, so if you have an arc and you're moving the putter where the face is following an opening to an arc, why would you want, so it's coming more from the inside out, generally speaking. If you think of somebody who says, I take it straight back, straight through, that means their putter is going back in a straighter line than an arc putter who's fanning it open, let's say, or windshield wipering it open. And a toe-hanging putter, what does a toe-hang putter have as an attribute? It has all of its mass originating past the center line of the shaft, which makes the toe want to swing under gravity on the inclined plane. So when you put the putter on whatever lie angle it is, that face wants to rotate that mass under the shaft because that's what gravity wants to do. So if you think about a toe hanging putter, an 8802 or, you know, that style of putter, you know, could be a, you know, Santa Fe kind of Newport-ish putter with a short hosel or a mallet with a short stubby hosel, you know, those are going to be very toe heavy putters. And somehow the scenario came about that putter is better for a person who arcs it, which makes no sense because during the forward motion, that putter actually wants to lay open more. And if you're coming from the inside out with the putter laying open more in mechanical sense, why would that person putt better having the putter laying more open mechanically under forward acceleration coming from a more inside out angle of attack? The only thing I would say would be you're aiming super left, and that's generally the case. So rather than say, oh, the players that need toe hanging putters with a lot of toe hang and would be better to arc putt or look like they arc putt have really bad left aim issues, right? So they don't address the problem with the aim issue, but they say, you know, there's something going wrong with your leftward aim. Hey, get this toe hanging putter and it'll snap that face into a better position at impact. So we're going to create this dialogue that doesn't really show off that our putters aim badly. Cause as a company, we're not trying to fix that, right? I'm talking the industry. And we're gonna create this dialogue about arc putting and that you need a toe hanging putter. And you can't believe how many people are following this, like lemmings and the Pied Piper going off of a cliff. It's just absolute nonsense. It makes zero mechanical sense. Theoretically, if you were an arc putter, you'd be better with a face balance or a more stable putter, right? And the player that's coming more straight down the line could potentially deal with a torquier putter or a more toe-hangy putter. And the concept of face balance isn't even face balance out there. You say in a relative term, the warranty is that it's balance. It's face balance. Because when I put my putter on my finger, the face points at the sky. Well, I don't putt at the sky. My putter's on an inclined plane, and some of these putters that profess face balancing are as torquey as a toe-hanging putter. And that's this MOI scenario that I'm going to talk about a little bit later. We're going to talk about MOI. But in theory, why, if you were arcing a putt, would you want a putter that wanted to lay open more under a mechanical stress? So from a pure logic standpoint, it doesn't make sense. So what it does allow the player to do, and generally speaking, people that arc putt and have a toe-hanging putter, there should be more on top with their right hand and more neutral with their left hand so that they could release the putter, but their hand is underneath, their elbow is underneath, recruited into the wrong fold, way stronger in their grip than it should be. And so they need a toe-hanging putter that, so that when they're releasing their arm, they got that putter resisting against that. Because they really want to close it down. The more they want to release their arm, they're going to need something to offset it, right? So it really comes down to mechanical faults that dictate the type of putter you buy. So if you put your putter, your grip in a super strong position, right? Like, so let's say a driver, you got a really strong grip. And then you hold and you trap it. So you got a lot of lag and a lot of trap to hit a driver straight. You're going to want more loft because you got a stronger grip to your fold because you're going to shut that face down. You're going to trap it, right? The head's going to lag a little more behind. You're going to have your grip in a stronger position. So when you release your hand, that face is shut. Your lag, you're hitting it straight, but you're hitting it lower. So you need more loft. Same thing happens with a putter. You're needing a putter that's got way, way more weight than it needs out in the toe. And you're going to take it from the inside arc putting. And you're going to, because your grip and your elbow want to recruit to a stronger position and release. So all you did was find that amount of weight that's going to offset your poor grip and or your poor aim. So when they put a face balance putter in their hand, which is, you know, conceptually, mechanically less rotative, that allows the right hand to release more than it should. And then they go, oh, I hit it more left with that. So this concept of toe hang and arc putting is not relative to the physics of this arcing. It's got to do with the fact that people aim badly and they're in the wrong slot and their grip is in the wrong position. Are you starting to listen to a trend here as I'm talking? I hope so, because it really comes down to, what's your posture to your span? What's your fold pattern? What's your grip to your fold pattern? And what slot are you putting in? And that's your arm length differentials between your lower and upper arm. And then you put that all together and it starts to make sense. And these concepts that we've been sticking our, you know, putting our heads against and believing in, they're not founded in any scientific understanding. So rather than say the putter aims incorrectly or the grip is bad, that I need to have an arc putt because I'm not going to change the easiest thing I could change. I change the putter because it's got toe hang and it lets me offset. You know, people would rather buy change than they would rather do change, generally speaking. And that's because they don't know what the change should be. So they'd rather just grab something. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Right? And they try it and they try and they try. And that's why they have 10 putters in their garage or they're flip-flopping putters all the time. Trying to find one that just kind of aims good, has the right weighting scenario too. And then it kind of matches their, creates a perception of where their slot should be and whatever. But it's really coming down to, you know, what's that face doing at impact? And that's what's creating arc putting or straight back, straight through putting or any of these concepts. So fix your slot, aim your putter better. And if you do all that, why would you want a putter that had toe hang or actually had face balancing? Wouldn't you want one that was toe up? Because then it's not going to rotate. And that's what a toe-up putter does. It doesn't want to rotate. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a little more understanding about this toe flow stuff, this arc putting versus straight back through, and this putter that you should get. There's other factors that are dictating that. And if you go for a fitting and they're going to put you on a diagnostic and say, hey, this putter, you should use this because this program told you you should use that based on the stroke dynamics, they're basically saying, we're not going to change your body. We're just going to change your putter because we want to be hands off. We don't want to really educate you about what's going on. Quite honestly, we want you to keep coming back and using the machine and paying for a session, and we're buying a putter. So let's change us. Let's change what we can change for ourselves that match what our God-given abilities give us. How does my body function? And that is how I've got to build a putter around. That's what I got to build my putter around, is how my body functions. Not I'm going to build a process around a poorly built putter or stumble into a putter for a certain reason because my body is not in the right position. That's because I don't know where it should be. And what I feel is comfortable isn't necessarily comfortable when I stand over a putt and stroke it. I know something's going wrong. And I feel at times really uncomfortable sometimes my positions because they... But when the putter starts to move, there's no wobble. There's not any weird stuff going on. So comfort and something feeling different aren't necessarily bad things. So I hope this helps you. You know, there's a lot of putters out there, and most of them have toe hang to face balance. Very few of them are toe up. So this toe hang, toe flow scenario is, to me, I don't understand the logic of it. Hopefully this makes some sense to you, and you go, yeah, I'm going to throw that out too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time